Marcus, Iowa is a quiet town sitting in the southeastern part of the state and a short 300-mile and 4-hour drive to the Twin Cities.
We're a town of 1,100 people in northwest Iowa. It's just a very close-knit, tight community.
But the long drive is worth it for these parents who want nothing more than to see their son smile.
I think my smile was probably as big as his.
Smiles haven't come easy for Hunter Levitt and his family.
He's very determined. He was diagnosed when he was only 3 months old. He kind of knows no other than the things that he has to do. You know, with two siblings, there were many times where they were done with what they needed to do and they could run out the door and Hunter had to stay and finish his treatments.
Just had a lot more challenges than a lot of kids do, and he just takes it in stride.
Hunter knows nothing but to deal with the cards he was dealt. When he was 3 months old, he was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, a life-threatening genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system of approximately 30,000 Americans. To get through each day, Hunter would focus on his favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings.
I think that the boys each had Vikings onesies, like newborn size. So yeah, they've been Vikings no matter what from the beginning. And it was a bonding thing for them. I mean, just at home on Sundays, watching the game together. And then they got several opportunities to come all the way up here and go to the game.
No matter what he's going through, there's one thing that will make Hunter smile and forget about his struggles. Adrian Peterson. The Vikings running back has been an idol to this 19-year-old. And thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Minnesota Vikings, Hunter was able to live out his lifelong dream.
You feel good, don't you? You feel good, don't you?
I like touching them, too.
Vikes, no, hey, Vikes on three.
Vikes on three. One, two, three, Vikes! Yeah.
Not only did he get to meet Peterson and break down the Vikings, but he was able to spend 30 minutes chatting with the future Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
It's all right, man. Wish you the best, brother. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Love you, man.
Mm-hmm. Keep your head up.
Enjoy the game tomorrow, okay?
Yep.
The day held extra significance for Hunter and his family. 4 years ago, he lost his best friend and older brother, Sawyer, to a tragic car accident.
So I think about him every day. I try to do the best that I can. Just going forward, just making sure that you live your day, your life like your brother's watching, and always making sure that you're doing the best that you can and doing it for him.
Hunter's been trying to decide what to do for his Make-A-Wish for a long time. He always thought he would probably do something with the Vikings. We always hoped that his brother would be here too, but he's with us, and I'm glad that Hunter still did it anyways, because Sawyer would have wanted it too.
Spending a day with the Vikings and having the chance to chat with Adrian Peterson was just what this family from Iowa needed. The loss of a brother coupled with a lifelong battle of a terrible disease makes it hard for Hunter to get through many days. But this was a day full of happy memories, a chance to forget about the struggles and live out a lifelong wish. It was a young man who has shown the determination to overcome so much in life, meeting the idol who has been his shining light to help him get through the tough times.
Knowing how much that meant to Hunter, it was really, really neat.
You never know, you know, what tomorrow holds, you know, so you gotta take advantage of those opportunities, and you know, that's why I try to give my all to him. You know, the little time that we have here is not even enough, but you know, I definitely focus on trying to make it the best for him. You know, something they can remember, you know, for a long time.
Oh, heck yeah, I'll never forget this weekend. This is a once in a lifetime thing.